I come immediately to the point, transparency. The data which is entered into the system is not transparent. Let's say external people like voters cannot see what happens with their vote. They have to trust that their vote is counted, but they don't know it for sure.
Mr. Varinsky, that's a problem, is it not? With paper voting, there is evidence, whereas with electronic voting, we don't have that.
Well, that's right. It's not possible to see what's in the box, but there are other ways to be sure of what was doing inside of the system. For instance, it's possible to monitor the system from one end to the other end, and we do that with the help of the Electoral Commission.
Is it possible, Mr. Dubuis, to manipulate that system? Your report indicates that it takes even a minimum of three people to actually manipulate the result.
As Mr. Varinsky mentioned correctly, there is an election committee, and these people which are in charge of running the vote, if they work correctly, then they can make the guarantee that everything works right. And in this sense, then if somebody else, a third party, would like to make any corruption or any modification, then this would be discovered. On the other hand, it would be nice to have a system where, let's say, we do not have to count on such an, let's say, election authority which runs the election or the vote. And we could have trust in data itself. We do not need to rely on something else. And even if there would be a, let's say, hardware or software fault, then this would be discovered potentially by everybody.
Mr. Varinsky, does it worry you that at the moment electronic voting is not 100% secure?
As a matter of fact, I don't know anything in this world which is 100% safe. The traditional way of voting is itself not 100% safe. What we try to manage is to have a system which is as secure as the traditional way of voting. And we are pretty sure that our system is, in some respect, even more secure than the postal voting.
You're encouraging this for future elections. Last year, 122,000 voters could vote electronically. Is it wise to encourage the rolling out of this system further until the safeguards are actually in place?
Well, I think that we could go further on by using the system more frequently and with all the population of the canton. I don't see today any evidence against this. I think our system is secure enough to afford.
Do you agree, Mr. Dubuis? Is the system safe enough as it is?
In principle, I would like to have a system, a voting system, be it e-voting or not, has certain properties. For example, I'm not sure if the outcome is correct, I can recount. And everybody should be able, in principle, to recount. And the current systems lack this recountability, for example. And I think that's where we are working. We are trying to propose new system architectures which have these additional features which are not yet available in existing e-voting systems.
Can either of you point to any country in the world where a system of e-voting is currently in use that is as safe as the traditional system of voting?
So far, I know the experiments that were done recently in Norway show what can be defined as a very good system that is at level with the traditional system.
And to my knowledge, it's even I agree with Mr. Varinsky, it's a Norwegian system. It comes in the direction we are researching, but the step is not yet complete. I expect that they will make advances in Norway as well. And beside Norway, we have the Estonian system, but there is, it lacks the transparency as well. So, in fact, I'm not aware of e-voting systems which are really used on a political level for political elections or referenda, which has that sort of transparency which we are, doing research on it.
Well, currently 2.4% of Swiss voters can vote electronically. Just finally, when do you both think that the majority of Swiss voters will be voting electronically? In the next decade, or will it take longer?
Well, I don't think there will be much more than 20-30% of the people who will actually use the e-voting system instead of postal voting or ballot voting at the polling station. But that's something which is a new way of voting that could attract some other population, and that's an interesting point in developing e-voting.
Do you think e-voting in the future will actually mean that voting turnout will go up? If it's easier to vote, do you think we'll see higher turnouts than the average of, say, 45% in Switzerland? Mr. Dubuis?
Some investigations have been done with respect to this question, and for me, e-voting is not the means currently to really improve the performance of population in terms of participation. But it will be a modern means to cast the vote of a citizen. So we have to think about these kinds of systems. I think it will be the modern way of how to express the opinion of the citizens.
And Mr. Varensky, do you believe that it will actually help participation in the democratic process?
Yes, a little bit. Yes, I would expect that it could increase by 5% of the turnout. And the interesting point is that we should always try to find the citizen where they actually live. Today they also live on internet, therefore it's quite interesting to try to find them on this media.